Here's your weekly energetic check-in for September 26th to October 2nd. So, for those of you who really consider yourself to be energetically sensitive, so on a kind of like a really big scale, so to the solar flares, the geostorms, the moon, all of that, you guys will have noticed that we've had some really quite some significant jumps in energy. So really kind of going from a really low, heavy, dense place, then to feeling up like really, really high. So like a big significant shift that happened collectively over the weekend. And then boom, kind of coming back down again. And so as I tell you guys about this, it's kind of interesting because they're showing me it's kind of like in mediumship. And so with mediumship, when we're connecting with the spirit world, it's a lot harder to do, by the way, than psychic work because you're actually having to raise your frequency like significantly higher than what you do when you're working psychically. And the thing about that is it's kind of like, you know, holding a yoga pose. You can only hold it for so long. And then you have to let it go just because it's so hard to hold it. And it's the same thing in mediumship. When you go up and you're connecting to the spirit world, you're raising your frequency. But because you are human and you have that density to you, it's very easy to come back down. So it's that's why there's not a lot of great mediums, because it takes a bit of skill to actually hold your frequency up high enough so that you can, be connected to the spirit world long enough to receive information that you need. And so they're showing me that kind of thing with the energies coming in, with the fluctuations in the energy. It's almost like the really high energies come in, which are the energies that are transforming the planet, that are transforming everything. And then because we are holding those energies with our light, we're holding those frequencies with our light, we can only do it for so long, and then it comes back down a little bit. What they're showing me, though, is that will get longer and longer. So those periods of time where the lighter energy is coming in, just the lighter energy, and we're all holding that energy, holding that space, that will become more expansive, that will become longer, and then the dips into the lower frequencies will become less and less. Of course, because this planet, this particular planet, which we're having our experiences on right now, as in this now moment, we have the density, right? We've got the density, the human density, the planet Earth has density to it. So there will always be that kind of going down. And they're saying to me that when we have that kind of going down energy, that's the rest time. That's like the cycle of rest. That's the time to like regroup, recharge, repower your energies. And so kind of pay attention to that, because they're showing me right now just kind of like how, you know, the trees do it outside. So when there's a lot of energy coming through, you know, they're blowing around, they're moving, the leaves are blowing. But the wind, remember, the thing about it is when there's a lot of energy coming through, blowing their leaves off, it's also helping them, right? It's helping them to clear, helping them to shed. And so it's the same thing when those big energies are coming in, it's helping us to clear, helping us to shed, helping us to remove all of the debris, all of the energetic debris, whatever that may be for you, whether it is attachments from other people, whether it is your own thoughts, your own baggage that you're hanging on to, you know, whether it's experiences that you're not letting go of. When that energy comes in, it's there to kind of shake things up, to kind of lighten things up for us, so that when we do get the wave of the high frequencies coming in again, then we can enjoy them because we're lighter. We're feeling much, much lighter. They're showing me it's like the idea of trying to go swimming with all of your clothes on. It's quite uncomfortable. So everything kind of gets heavy, right? It makes things very difficult. And so this is kind of like the idea of the shedding of the layers, removing the clothing, so that when the sun's out and we're going swimming in the ocean, we can do without any clothes on and we feel good in it, rather than going into the ocean when we're feeling heavy. Okay, so we are now into Libra season. And this is a nice change, right? Virgo season was a little intense. I always feel it feels a little tight. Libra season is kind of a nice balance. Of course, you know, the it's the scales, right? It's about the keeping in balance, being in the balance. We just had the new moon come through. And so, I love a good new moon. And this one, I was kind of worried because the last new moon that we had felt a little funky, like felt like, what are you doing with my new moon energy? Because that's not how it's supposed to feel. But this one came in feeling like a new moon. So it's like that promise of, you know, of resurrection, that promise of new beginnings, that promise of everything is going to work out, everything is going to be okay. And so hang on to that, because that is, that frequency can really kind of be fleeting sometimes, right? Like it really can, you know, if you don't kind of hang on to that enough and give that enough focus and enough attention, it's very easy for the other things to kind of slip in and be like, oh no, that's not that, no, that's not happening. So really, really important to remember right now, especially with these energies being so powerful, that your manifestations are going to be huge. So first of all, have the awareness of where your thoughts are going, like what you're thinking about, where your focus is going. And if there's some stuff in your life that feels kind of like heavy or hard, or there's been some challenges on it, kind of give it a little bit of breathing space right now. Just, and you know, do yourself a favor. You can tune into it and say, is there something that needs my immediate attention here? Like, do I feel like there's an urgency of something I have to take care of? Or can I just kind of shelve it for a little bit and then come back once I'm feeling stronger, once I'm feeling more clarity? And so they're really kind of giving us that idea right now. You know, sometimes there'll be a situation that, you know, we think requires our attention or requires our response to it, when actuality, it just requires some space. So do yourself a favor and always be mindful, right? Who's giving you that big hard nudge of like, this is urgent, you need to do this, right? Pay attention, because that will be ego and pain body. Because remember, your soul energy is very neutral and it will always be like, okay, you want to deal with it now? Go ahead. If you don't want to deal with it, okay, we we know and we trust either way, you're going to get the experience from it that you need to get. So keep that in mind, right? And of course, our soul, you know, never ever says to us, oh, like, well, no, we're not going to go that way because that's really bumpy and that's really hard and let's not go that. It doesn't do that because it knows how capable we are. It knows that if we go on the bumpy road and we take the bumpy path, we're going to get tons of growth and acceleration on a soul's level. If we take the smooth and easy path, yeah, it's going to feel nice and it's awesome. And we do get to choose those paths as well. But to the soul energy, they're kind of the same, right? They're kind of the same because it knows that we have come here for experience and we need to do that. We need to have the experiences. So you're going to be finding that there's a lot coming up around relationships and boundaries. Yes, again, it's going to be coming up for those of you who kind of still need to do a little bit of work. They're showing me right now, again, that same scenario that they just talked to us about, creating that space, having some space around it. Do this around the relationships and with the boundaries as well. Just have a little bit of space there, just so that there's not so much restriction. They're saying to me that we're going to be getting into sync with what we want. So this, again, this is important. Do you know what you want? Like, do you clearly know what you want? Have you had that conversation with yourself? Because often we have the conversation with ourselves and with everybody else of what we don't want. But, you know, when was the last time you had a conversation about what you do want? So give that some energy. That's going to be like where your focus is going, right? Energy is flowing. So pay attention to that. Now here they said to me, we're going to be having big happenings in the multiverse. They've never used that word before. So they said multiverse. So this means to me, this is going to be like, you know, bigger than the cosmos. This is going to be like, you know, all of the beings. So big happenings. Now, this is, you know, they have told me about this from the beginning about the financial collapses. This is going, they're saying it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's a matter of like the dominoes all kind of falling. And so when I asked specifically, what does this mean for us? Because of course, you know, that's, you think, oh my God, the financial collapse, but it's always felt like a good thing to me. It's always felt like, you know, they say the reset, they call it the reset. And so what they're showing me now, and this is interesting because I had some validation from another astrologer that I follow, and she actually was talking about, so Pam Gregory, you guys can look her up. I really like her insights about it. She's been doing astrology for a really long time. And she was talking about, so how, you know, all of the planets, when the planets arrange themselves in a certain way, it creates a certain filter, then certain experiences happen. And, you know, astrology, Tom and I, my husband, we had a really interesting conversation about this on the weekend, but it's really a very, you know, astrology has been around since the beginning of time, right? That was, you know, before they were using clocks, before they were using calendars, they were using astrology, right? So there, it's a very, because Tom was saying, he was asking a couple of things and he was like, well, are there any studies done on that? Is that, and I'm like, as soon as I hear anybody talk about studies, I feel like, well, there's human intervention. As soon as you have human intervention, there's error. So, yeah, you know, I don't think we need any studies to know that astrology is a solid foundation for guidance. Like, it really, truly is. And there's always significant events that happen when there's certain planetary alignments, which is really kind of interesting because you can go back historically and go, oh, so when Venus and Uranus were conjunct, this same thing happened. And so it was interesting because they were talking to me about 2008. And so if you guys kind of remember back in 2008, that was when there was a whole bunch of the financial stuff happening. And it was specifically, you know, remember when a lot of people were, and this was, I think, more significant in the States, we would have heard about it, but people were, had been getting mortgages on properties that the value of the property was not there. And then the rates, the bank rates, of course, because remember, whenever there's the financial collapsing, what's the bank doing? They're going to try and recoup their money. So they raise the interest rates, which they are doing now, and they have been doing, you know, little bit by little bit, so not to shock everybody. But what happens is then these people's, their properties aren't worth as much as they owed. And then they, because the rates became higher, they couldn't afford to pay their mortgages. And then what happened was the bank went in and foreclosed on all of these people. This happened to like huge parts of the population. Well, if you notice, if you pay attention to things, we're already being set up for that. Like you, right? We're being set. You'll notice that the interest rates are higher. People are saying that they're finding it harder to, the gas is expensive, the cost of living, food, all of the costs that, you know, that the money going out is going up and the money coming in is not changing for a lot of people. So that scenario in itself, you know, is a recipe for a disaster. So pay attention to that, because in 2008, what happened was the government came in and did a bailout. And so this is, you know, basically, you know, the Treasury, they printed a bunch of money from where they could just print money when they want. Yeah, that whole system is a mess. But they had a bailout. There was a bailout for the banks, for the banking systems. So this is, they're telling me that this is not going to happen today. They're saying this, well, this time, they're saying this will be a different, it's going to be different. And again, they use the word reset. So this is like, we saw how that went that time. It didn't make any kind of changes. It didn't do anything that it needed to do. So now this is going to be different. They said to be aware for the false flags. There's going to be a lot of false flags that are coming up. And they also said false securities. So be really aware of that. And this is going to be particularly around your finances, you know, around any property that you own. Just be really aware of that. Okay. They said that when this reset happens, there's going to be new technologies that'll be coming in around that. So really, really important for you to do. And this is, you know, you don't have to go and take all of your money out of the bank, but go and have some cash on hand. Make sure that you have a safe, secure place to put it, because you know what will happen when this happens. People are going to go into panic mode. That'll be the first thing that happens. And, you know, we don't see it, you know, all of the time, especially, you know, I mean, I live in a smaller town, a smaller community, so you don't see it as much, but there's going to be crime. The crime rate will go up because people get desperate. And so that's going to happen for a little bit. There will be that. So you need to have that safety, that security around you. They have assured me that this is going to be a short amount of time. So they're saying the recovery time will be really quick. So it'll be almost like it comes in, makes a big impact. It does what it needs to do. And then it will sort itself out. Like it's kind of going to be like the, you know, the settling, everything. It's kind of like making the jello and then the jello has to set. That's what's going to happen. So we're not talking about years. I don't even feel like we're talking about months. I feel like it's going to be, you know, weeks. It'll be weeks of time. And these weeks, trust me, if you don't have any money and you don't have any food in your house, weeks like that is going to feel like an eternity to you. So be smart about it. Make sure that you've got, you know, because the grocery stores are going to be the first things that empty out, right? People are going to be running to the stores to stock up on stuff. So that's going to be, there's also going to be, you're going to find that you go to the bank and you can't get any money out of the bank. The banks may actually even have to close because of that. You're going to find your online stuff. You're not going to be able to, nothing's going to move because systems are going to go down. So just be smart. Just be smart. Make sure that you've got some cash on hand. Make sure that you've got a plan for your family so that when something like this goes down, that you guys are safe. Remember, there's safety in numbers. It makes sense to kind of stay together on this so that you guys are safe. And then make sure that you've got some, you know, food in your home that can last you for a few weeks, food and clean water. And again, I don't like, you know, when they talk about the whole, the electricity going down, all of that, they're not showing me that. And I certainly will keep you guys posted when that, if that comes through, like if that, because there's going to be a lot of stuff coming up right now with Putin and with Russia and with China and with there's, right? You think follow whenever, when we talk about a financial collapse, we're talking about it on our level, but you look at it from the big high level, from all the big money makers, the money shakers, that's going to be explosive. We're going to see, you know, huge, and mainstream media is not going to cover it. You're not going to see all of that. I mean, they're going to see, because they're saying to me, it'll trickle through. We're going to see the trickles through. They're not going to be able to hide it all, but you're going to, you know, hopefully you have other alternative sources. Of course you've got the weekly energetic check-in. So we'll be getting, our information directly from source. So we can trust that it has, some clarity to it. Because there's going to be a lot of people that are saying a lot of different things. And so you're just going to have to be mindful of what you take in and kind of, you know, and be kind of calm about it. Don't worry about it, you know, as much. I said, my husband was getting in a little bit of a, you know, panic about the whole thing because there's a lot of things that he listens to. And I said to him, you know, you kind of just have to look at it like camping. Like you just pretend you're going camping for a couple of weeks, right? You go, you know, if you've ever been camping in your life, you don't have a lot of, you don't have the bank right there. You don't have maybe you don't have internet right there, but you make sure you've got important things. You make sure you're comfortable. You make sure that you're warm. You make sure you've got some food. Make sure you've got some entertainment. Make sure you've got some cards to play with, some books to read, right? And use it as a little bit of a break, a little bit of a downtime. And then trust. This is where, you know, when these big things happen like this, and this is one of the biggest things that we're all going to experience collectively, when these things happen, trust and know that this is serving a purpose. And if we stay in the light of it, if we stay in the love of it, we stay in the compassion of it, and we don't let the fear take us away, then it's all going to work out the way that it needs to work out. It'll all work out the way we all need it to work out. And so just remember that, you know, you're not in this by yourself. We're all in this together. We're all having very similar experiences through it all. So be mindful of that and, you know, and know that we're all holding space for each other. That's, you know, part of the reason why we have the hub is so that we can do that. So please feel free to, you know, pop into the Facebook group and leave comments or leave some messages about how you're feeling or what you're struggling with or or send an email and, you know, and we can talk about it. We have our next live together is on Thursday. And so Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we're going to be doing some readings. So maybe think about different questions. You know, it's interesting. When I do my readings for clients, sometimes they come And they ask really interesting questions, like questions not necessarily specifically about them and their lives. Like they'll ask questions about certain stocks, or they'll ask questions about, I don't know, different things. And I like it because I think to myself, oh, that's a good question. I'd like to know the answer of that too. So maybe you guys could bring some really good questions to Thursday night. And we can put it out there and see what kind of insights we get back, because sometimes we don't always know which question to ask. So maybe if we kind of collectively put our heads together, we'll be able to do that. Okay, guys, sending you huge, huge blessings. And I hope that I'll see you on Thursday. If I don't see you on Thursday live in person, then please make sure that you pop over to the Hub and you watch the recordings. This week, the end of September. So we're going to have our new schedule coming up for October. It's going to be October 1st is a full year anniversary for the Hub. A full year. Can you believe it? And, you know, I gotta say, the majority of you guys have been since the beginning, and I so much gratitude for you guys. So much gratitude. We'll have to have a party. We'll plan a party online. Okay, my lovelies, watch your emails, because that's how I'm going to communicate with you. Pop over to the Facebook group and chat with us. And remember to check out all the stuff in the Hub, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.